Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to Verke Radio, iHeartRadio. This is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse, coming straight from New York City. This is a time of reflection, getting your business right, getting your mind right. And ladies, guess what? I have a young lady who's on here right now who knows what it takes to stay de-stressed, how to stay focused, and how to stay relaxed when needed. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the one, the only, Dr. Akilla Faye.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Michael. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here. It's such an honor to be able to share with your audience about how to maintain, especially what's happening right now. Matter of fact, how are you, Mr. Michael Muse?
I am doing fantastic and amazing, walking in God's mercy and grace. And you know what? It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be a blessing to others. And I just want to say to any and everyone right now, this is a time, take this time of somewhat solitude, this time of change, and look inward and use it to change yourself. Because guess what? The best is yet to come. And I just thank you, Dr. Faye, for coming on, because with your experience, with your knowledge, with your background, you have helped hundreds of people from around the world really find their passion for themselves. And with this COVID-19 right now, how have you been able to navigate through it?
Well, a lot of things. One, you know, the show Grown Folks Talking Live hits 2 million people a month. So that keeps me motivated, because I know those people in 17 countries need to get that information. And on that, I give a guided meditation. So I do a lot of meditating, not in a traditional sense of saying sit here and stare at the wall. There's nothing wrong with silent meditation. That's good, too. For me, I do a lot of active meditations with different chants, yantras, affirmations. And the reason being is that it will help you, me or anyone who does it. And being able to do that, it helps your mind to focus on your intention with your words. And you think about your body as water. And so what you're doing is activating different cells in your physical body, within your body. That's why you see that a lot of people who look younger or who don't seem to stress out as quickly or able to calm down quickly, if they do, you know, because you're going to get upset, you're going to get sad, you're going to cry. Mm-hmm. It's unhealthy if you're always smiling. Like, and when I say smiling, I mean like super happy all the time. Your grandmother died and you still smiling. Your cat got ran over, you still smiling. You got laid off, you still, like, you got to, that's not healthy. You got to express your emotions, but controlling your emotions instead of your emotions controlling you is what the meditation helps with. Mm-hmm. And the affirmations help with.
Yes.
And the chants help with. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of deep breathing when I meditate. So for instance, one of my favorites you can do anywhere is to just, it's a 3-count type of thing. You take a deep breath in through your mouth. Whenever that deep breath is in, you breathe all the way down to your abdomen. And then to yourself, you say the thing that you need. So for instance, if you're upset, you say, I am calm. And then you exhale, I release, you know, frustration. And you just do that 3 times.
Yes.
You do that anywhere. And you'll notice that, like, you'll want to keep taking those breaths. You know, like, your body's like, finally, yeah, let's keep releasing those toxins. Like, let's get it out. Let's get it out. Let's get it out. You notice your mind will change and you'll look at the same situation and won't even be as frustrated. You'll be like, okay, it's like you honored that you were mad, but you knew that's not where you wanted to stay.
Right.
You know, you knew you were scared, but you knew that's not where you wanted to stay. And so using the meditation, the breathing, particularly when I work with clients, using affirmations. And for myself, I use different yantras and chants along with affirmations.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Faye. Why do so many people not gravitate towards meditation? I know we live in a society where when it comes to religion and spirituality, where, of course, the word we hear, first and foremost, we hear, if you're going through any anxiety or pray. And meditation, when we look at countries and we look at the groups of cultures who practice meditation, the one thing that's pretty consistent is the level of stress and how they deal with stress is so totally different. Those people are not suffering with high blood pressure. They're not suffering with, they're not suffering with the same illness.
Yeah, a lot of them are not overweight. They live longer, despite what people think. You got poor people everywhere. So, you know, if I want you to think, you know, I'm better than you as a country, I'm going to focus on all your negative aspects. You know what I'm saying? But they live longer. A lot more flexible. Over here, I would say the thing about meditation is a lot of Americans, a lot of people, but particularly in Western Hemisphere, fear the unknown. And the word mantra, it'd be like me saying, hey, you want to have a portobello hamburger? Oh, what? I don't eat no mushroom hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Or if I was like, hey, you want to try a Cuban whatever? And people are like, I don't eat no Cuban food. But you want to try some masala? What's masala? Masala? That's it. You're like, man, that's a really good Indian dish. You don't want to try it. Like, so, sometimes people just fear new stuff. Yes. Number two, it sounds so easy because it is. And as adults have convinced themselves that any solution has to be super complicated. Like, how could a solution be that simple? You know, if I'm telling you, you lost your job and come here and do some breathing with me, some yoga. You said, like, I need to fill out the job application. I'm like, yeah, but you're not going to do a good job searching for the job with your mind being everywhere. So being able to understand that meditation helps with underlining aspects of the body to help you better your outer world. You know, and taking care of yourself in that way. You ever see all the people who do yoga? When they walk down the street, you can tell who does yoga. And it's almost like a secret club, like we got like a yoga dar or something. We're like, yo, you do yoga? And they're like, yeah, I do. You do yoga too, don't you? We're like, yeah, warrior pose. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so interesting. Like, you can really tell. You're like, yes. Yo, these people are out here, like, black, white, purple, orange, blue, green, in between. You can tell who does yoga and who meditates. Like, just walking into the grocery store. You can look at their body shapes and stuff and tell. And it ain't about being big or little. It's just like an air and a posture, you know?
Right. And so for the person, especially a woman entrepreneur right now, and she may even be a mother also, What are some of the things that person can do to really maximize their time right now?
To maximize their time?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, everybody should be homeschooling. So if you have one, create you a schedule so that you're able to accommodate your child's needs, because with that homeschool, that's no joke. And some schools have the materials online and some are yet to get the materials online. And so if you already have stuff online for your children to do, definitely, you know, participate in that with them. I say right. This to the men who may be listening to the show too. Don't just tell your child, hey, go do your stuff online. They've never done online school.
Exactly.
But one way to maximize your time is stop getting mad about stuff that nobody can control. That's number one, because that's a waste of time and energy and focus. And you'd be doing something way more productive than getting upset about stuff that nobody can control and that's new to everyone. So that's with right. The schooling situation, be patient about it. Help your children understand how to navigate it. And if you don't know and they don't know, I mean, just learn it together. Take time to actually see what they're doing, because now you are not just the parent who's a teacher, but you're now the teacher until they can go back to school and really do it. So you have to make sure they're doing what they need to do if they're a parent. So as a parent, schedule that time to check their work, schedule that time to sit down with them and peep at what they're doing. So you can see like, oh, your teacher have you learn about storms while you over here drawing about castles. You get what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, your math teacher sent you something that looked like shapes and figures if you're not a math person, so geometry. But I see shapes and stuff, you know, while you over here putting down 12 plus 3. That don't have nothing to do with these shapes. And if it do, ask them. So when you ask the question, you're asking why so that they can help you understand. And that's your way of not just spazzing. So when they say, well, Ma, I wrote 12 plus 3 with these shapes because I'm trying to find out, you know, radius of something, or I'm trying to figure out the perimeter of something, or I'm applying this formula to do this proof or whatever. It's like, oh, okay. And you might say, I don't really know how to do that. I'm glad you doing your thing. Mm-hmm. And look at some examples of something. The one with the castle might be like, I'm drawing the castle, Mommy, because the storm about to come to the castle, and I want to show how you escape the castle during a storm. Like, they on some Kevin Hart. Somebody got to go, but none of us have to if we figure out how to escape the storm, Mommy. Like, okay. You know? So give them an opportunity to explain, and then apply that to adults. You know, be patient with yourself.
Exactly.
Ask yourself why you're doing or not doing certain things. Answer yourself honestly, and then apply that to other people. I think being patient would be a good use of time. Also use this time to create a new schedule. You know, I have people now who will call me at the last minute and be like, hey, you want to interview this afternoon? I may want to, but I'm not going to. I already have things scheduled. I understand that we're staying home. That doesn't mean that now one can monopolize or take advantage of time. One was never allowed to take advantage of my time, so one would not be allowed to take advantage of my time now.
That's right.
However, if you don't have a schedule, it's easy for people to take advantage and monopolize your time.
Exactly. And so, Dr. Faye, what would you say, especially during these times right now, how should a person structure the personal development aspect? What does that look like on making that improvement for themselves? What do you do to your personal development, and how would you recommend that to your clients during this time right now?
I'll give a couple of ways that people can help themselves. One, you first got to know what your schedule, like your general schedule is, because that's part of your development. Right now, everyone is a self-manager. Well, not everyone, but a good portion is a self-manager, even if you work from home. Do you know how challenging it is to focus when you're at home and you can easily go back and get into bed, turn on Netflix? You really technically don't have to get dressed. You don't have to drive anywhere. You literally just at the house. Mm-hmm. That is a very tempting situation to be like, ooh, as long as I get it done, I turn those reports, I really don't have, you get what I'm saying? It's so it's so much easier. So to develop yourself, this self-discipline, I really strongly go back to make that daily schedule. So if you normally woke up at 6:30 because you had to drive an hour, right? And now you don't have to drive that extra hour. Or let's say you woke up at 5:30. But you don't have to drive that extra hour. I would say it's fair to give yourself that extra hour of sleep because you're probably tired.
Exactly.
Like your body probably be like, I want to sleep longer. You're like, no, we still need to get up at 5:30. Your body's tired. And right now you ain't been getting no rest. And you might just need, if you can afford it, take a day or two and just for real go sleep. That's one thing. Just go sleep.
That's right.
Get your body rest, catch up on your sleep. You ain't slept in 5 years, didn't realize it. Waking up at 5:30 every day, getting at home at 7:30 every day, eating, then go to sleep by about 9:30, 10:30. But you ain't really sleep. You just in the bed. your eyes finally close between 10:30 and 12, you tired. Allow yourself to sleep. Once you allow yourself to sleep, then create you a new time schedule. You know, when you're going to bed a little bit earlier, waking up a little bit earlier. When you wake up, make sure that you take that time before you touch any technology, before you talk to anybody, before you do anything. Stretch. Breathe. Maybe even touch yourself, your hands, your arms. Give appreciation to yourself for being alive. Just like, wow. Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, I'm alive. Yes. And you rub your arm. Woo, that's I still got my arms. You know, you still, whatever you went to sleep having, you wake up and still there. You're like, woo! Okay. And you breathe. And then stretch, get up. Get you a cup of water. Because you've been sleeping, you know, for whatever time. Some people don't eat breakfast, but the word breakfast, if you notice, is two words, break fast. So breaking the fast. So you were fasting while you were asleep because obviously you were not eating. So get you some water, piece of fruit, some granola. If you don't eat breakfast, like physical meat, still get you some water. You can infuse it with lemon or cucumber, watermelon, pineapple, whatever. You can infuse your water with fruits, too. You just want to get some type of nourishment, you know, into your body early in the morning so that you got something to go off of. And then make sure you eat some type of lunch or dinner. Everybody's on a different schedule.
Yeah.
There's a thing where when you get to a certain place spiritually, you don't be hungry as much.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You really don't be hungry a lot. So,
but you know what, Dr. Faye, we need
3 meals a day.
Dr. Faye, we need to take a quick need. To, it's time for us to take a little quick break.
Okay.
Okay. And we're back on Verke Radio, iHeart Radio. Get Your Business Right show with Michael Mukes. And I had a phenomenal Dr. Akilah Faye really dropping some serious jewels and nuggets down on just really having success during this time on managing your time, being a mother, and just doing all those things to make sure that once we're through this, you're not the same person, you're a better person because you've learned some disciplines, you've learned some techniques, and you learned some skills on becoming a better you. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Faye. You are truly phenomenal, and I love what you're sharing and just how important it is to really have the right mindset and really making the decision to not continue to do what you used to do on a consistent basis, you know?
I appreciate you. I know right before the break, I was reminding people that when you get to a certain place spiritually, meaning a certain place in your own self, a certain level of calmness and routine, your appetite changes, the foods you want to eat changes, and to be mindful of that for yourself when you're out here exploring and exploring like what you should eat, exploring different diets, because that diet may not be good for you. You got to go when your body's hungry, so learning to hear your body. And
yes.
I just wanted to clarify that for folks or expound upon that for everybody. So you may only eat once a day. That's cool. If that is actually your routine, you may eat twice a day. You may eat 3 times a day. You may snack throughout the day. You may not eat for 2 days and then eat 3 days. Everybody's. But make sure the reason you're doing that is because you truly are not hungry. If you need food and support, you talk about personal development, ask for help, please. Nobody's expecting you to be superwoman. And if they are, even superwoman got to get some help sometimes. You can't always do everything by yourself.
I'm glad you said that, because especially in the society we live in now, people have gotten, I think to a certain degree, we hear the mantras of I'm doing me and all this. But I think people now, we see, hey, we need each other too. And we had to do certain things to be empowered. But we also had to be in position to be humble enough to receive the things that we need also. And so when it comes to that ego, pride. What are some of the things that you do and you help your clients do to deal with that so they can grow?
Well, one thing I do, I go back to my own YouTube channel and watch my videos. So Akilla Faye, Dr. Akilla Faye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E. So I go on my YouTube channel and I watch the different series that I have, Unwrapping Your Package, videos on how to love, videos on, you know, keeping my mind straight. So, and then I have videos of like even children who've been in contests and I listen to their speeches that's on my page and stuff. So I go to my YouTube channel and listen to things there and I send them there. A lot of them like that. I have people listen to the prayers, letters of devotion, prayers through meditation. Mm. It's an audio collection that I've created. And there's about 14 different prayers on there or guided meditations on there to help with refocusing for different situations in life. There's a short version on Etsy underneath Tribe Transform. So anyone that goes to Etsy and goes to Tribe Transform, you can easily download a portion of that. The letters of devotion, prayers through meditation is really awesome. I've gotten a lot of, positive feedback from folks who have those, using it with themselves, using it with their children, using it for different times of day, different struggles they may have. I listen to them myself, and it helps a lot. Like, oh man, prayer for strength, you know, yes. Prayer for clarity, prayer for communication. So using that, and I love social media. So sometimes I'll just go on and do a random live for me personally on my pages. Again, Akilla Faye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E on Facebook and Instagram, and just talk to the people, vibe out, share information, do things like that. With my clients, you know, each client gets their own formatted program because everybody's an individual. So to find out what my clients get, you actually have to be a client.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you say, you don't.
But these are some tools.
Yeah, like you say, you don't have. Like I say, one thing about your approach is not no broad stroke. Let me just fit you in, and
yeah,
you know, you like you say, it's with you. Like you say, it's all about customization because everyone is differently. Everyone responds differently, mm-hmm. and you're truly setting them up for success. And we're getting close to the end of the show here. And what is one point you would like to share with the audience before we get ready to go?
I'll say thank you for understanding the customization. You've been able to work with me before, so I appreciate you sharing that with your audience about the customization of it being really tailored and not cookie cutter. One of the outcomes all depends on what people want too. So, but the biggest thing is helping people understand how to be authentic. Authenticity is more than a word. And one thing I do help my clients with is authenticity. Mm. Learning how to not just say the word, not have like an attitude about I'm me, you know, or yes, I'm authentic because all my products come from here. Like all that fakeness, that's so fake. really being you, you know, hey clients, today I'm feeling this way. So we're going to reschedule or I'm going to have you work with my teammates or hey, I'm feeling this way. You don't tell your clients, right?
Right.
But what you do, you push through, but you have a support, i.e. myself, that you can talk to so that you realize, like, you know what? I don't need to take this out on my clients. See, that's being more real with yourself than, oh, yeah, I don't feel right today. So this house going to go down. And like, what? Don't nobody want to work? Like, you too real. Like, you so real that I just want you to come. I don't even know if you should come to the cookout. So being authentic is about acceptance and about control of oneself and being able to share that with others in a way that still fosters openness and respect.
Yes.
And so when you can do that, that's great. And a lot of times that's what I help people do because I used to think that I was being like real and being authentic because in my mind I was. But then I had some really good friends who would point out certain nuances or habits. Like I would give certain responses to everything. I would only go to certain places. Even when I sit, I would only sit a certain way, like being a robot. And a lot of times we don't realize we're being a robot, but we've become that because of life circumstances and situations that we've experienced. And we have to be honest with ourselves and go through a series of exercises, practices. I recommend reaching out to me, info@akilafay.com, or check out social media, tribetransform.com, and just read up on some information on there. You might find some really interesting things. And if it's not me, find somebody who can help you to be more honest with yourself, not just counsel you, not just hold you accountable, but really help you be honest and authentic. And I know I'm one of the best that's out here.
Yes, you are.
I appreciate being on here with you, Michael.
I appreciate you, Dr. Faye.
Their shows.
Dr. Faye, I appreciate you.
Their lives. I appreciate you so much, what you do for the women and the men, and for how the various businesses that you have that impact the livelihood of so many, but yet still take the time out to devote to inspiring others and bringing on inspirational people. I appreciate you so much. So thank you.
I appreciate you so much too. And you know, we definitely gonna be doing some, definitely looking forward to having you on again and just watching your growth and just watching your clients' growth. It has been truly amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not checked out Dr. Keila Faye, you need to check her out. If you are not where you want to be spiritually, if you are not where you want to be when it comes to your purpose, if you are not where you want to be when it comes to your passion, you need to be contacting Dr. Faye, because she has the secret sauce. She is going to definitely put you in a place of close to perfection as possible. So I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to me, because without you, there is no me, there is no Get Your Business Right show. And I thank you so much. This is Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. The Fearless Coach. Get Your Business Right show, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.